Right, Thomas, your hands are nice and clean. We just washed them, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
They smell nice.
They smell
right.
Poo.
They smell poo. Will you stop saying that, please? Right, pop your tabard in. This is nice, isn't it? We use this when you're painting or playing with Play-Doh, don't we? Right, you guys, roll your sleeves up.
Okay.
Now we need to weigh out some flour because we're going to make some...
I like weighing!
We're going to make some mince pies. Ready for Christmas?
No, for you.
Well, they're not actually ready for Christmas at all. It's the Christmas fair, isn't it? Right. Now, we need... One black and one gold or brass one on that side, please. The weights. Right, then we've got this flour. Right, careful now. Now we need to put flour in.
I will weigh it. Because I know what
it's going to do. Right, now you don't press anything now. We just put the flour in gently and you tell me when this side with the flouring goes down. And that means we've got enough flour, doesn't it? You tell Mummy. Has it gone down to the bottom? I think there might be a little bit too much in there. Let's take some out.
No.
No, don't touch it. You make cakes at nursery, don't you?
Mm.
And what happens there? Does Miss Lansdowne weigh out the ingredients? Or do you do it?
I don't. And then you get milk.
And you get milk, do you? Do you mean you get milk to bring to the treat for helping, or you get milk to mix the cake with?
Yep. To be a
good
boy.
Oh, do you? Yeah, that's good. Right.
That's water.
No, not water yet. This is a recipe. I'm using some sugar and egg in this pastry because I want it to be special.
I like eggs. Can I hold them? Because I'm not holding one.
Have you not held one before?
No.
Well, let's put the sugar in first, this pastry. Yeah. Let's put this one onto that side of the pan, please, and then we'll weigh out some sugar. This is a sugar pot.
Sugar.
We're going to get this little bowl and scoop some sugar out and lift it into that. That's it. Oh, right, we've got too much, haven't we, because it's gone down. Take your hand off there, sweetheart, please, because otherwise it won't weigh properly, will it?
Hello, Pussy.
There's Pussy watching as well. Don't touch her, otherwise you'll have to wash your hands again. Tom?
Just stroke her.
Have you stroked her?
Yeah.
Right, well, let's wash your hands again then.
No. There's not
got
any more
fur. No, it doesn't need to have fur, but if you're baking, love, you've got to have very clean hands. Because other people are going to eat these, aren't they?
That's a bad boy.
Well, yeah, we can have some as well, but we've got to make us. That's a good boy. And especially careful when somebody else is eating.
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody eating a mince pie and they got a bit of fur? Ooh, what's this? We'd say it's from Purdy. They wouldn't like that, would they? Now, there's your bowl of flour. Would you like to take the sugar out of this pan and tip it into that bowl, please? Good boy.
It looks right like the other.
Right. Now, we need to put some fat in there.
Fat? What's fat?
Fat is,
Oh, you mean?
Right, just let me try and work out what I need.
Do you need more sugar?
No, I'm just trying to work out, Tom, what I actually need. Right, I think I know what I'm doing.
I love that big stiff. So I love that big stiff one.
Big stiff one, the very big one you can do. Tell you what, we'll pop a little bit of kitchen paper at the bottom of the scale pan and that'll stop the fat from sticking to it, won't it?
The fat.
Now, are you going to tell me when this goes down again?
Okay. Gone down a bit.
Has it gone down a bit?
Yeah. Not quite.
Not quite, okay.
It has now.
There we are, has it gone down?
Yeah.
All the way to the bottom.
No, don't
press it, Thomas, no. Because if you put your finger in, that's not weighing out the ingredients, is it? That's the weight of your finger that's making it go down.
Right, can you check for me, please?
One gone down.
Has it gone down?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Right. Can I have a big fat one now? This machine is... When this big machine, when this flap goes on here, when it goes dropping, not it doesn't drop, it goes on this hand.
It goes on your head, does it? Yes, it mustn't drop because it is right behind you.
Oh, what's that?
This is butter. This is fat as well. Oh, it's very hot. It's been in the fridge. Oh, gosh. The other's white fat. And this is butter.
Butter's so hard.
Well, it is when it's been in the fridge, isn't it? Like this, please.
Very yummy.
Thank you. Now, don't get your fingers in that. There we are. Now, would you like to help Mummy put all this into this bowl?
Oh, yes.
Right, you take one side, I'll take the other, and tip.
Tip me up and pull me.
Yeah, that's right. What's the time in a little teapot?
Yeah, short hands.
Is it short hands? Here's my handle, here's my spout.
Now the tea is pouring, hear me shout, and pull me up and pick me out.
Been learning some Christmas songs at nursery, haven't you? Are you going to sing when Santa got to pick up the chimney from me?
No, not now.
Not now?
No.
Oh, Tom, be careful. Right, please don't do that anymore. That just missed your foot, didn't it? It'd break your foot if it fell on it.
I want to have it. I wonder if it's again.
Well, why don't you play with one of the smaller ones, love? That won't hurt so much.
Alright,
yeah,
this one is red.
I'm flattening
all the equal ones.
I'm flattening the little ones when I try. Do you know what I'm doing now?
What? Oh, I want to do it.
It's okay, well, I'll tell you what you're doing while you're doing it. We've got the sugar and the flour in the bowl, and we're chopping all that fat, the butter and the white fat, into little pieces into the flour. It's called.
I know that one.
Cutting the fat into the flour, that's called. So should we do it together? You hold my hand.
I want to do it on my
own. Right.
I dig some up and take that out. I dig in it.
You dig in it, are you? Thomas, it would be a good time to sing Christmas carols, really, while you're making mince pies.
Santa got stuck on the chimney, he began to yell.
Shout.
You girls and boys won't get any toys if you double me up.
Very good. Right, shall I take it over a bit now? I'm going to use the knife for a little bit longer and then I'm going to roll my sleeves up and put my hands in. Well, yes you can. This is why I wanted you to wash your hands. It's dirty because it's very important. You've got extremely clean hands for doing this. Trouble is, I'm doing this on the dining room table rather than in the kitchen because I thought you could reach, but you're still a bit low down, aren't you? How about we get a little stool for you?
Oh, Daddy!
Right, there you are. Now I'll show you how we do this bit. Right, so put my hands in.
Yeah.
Just rub like that. So you can put your hands in at the same time. That's it.
This feels... funny.
It does feel funny, doesn't it? Well, normally when Mummy makes pastry, I don't put sugar in, but special mince pies, I do.
Mummy.
So it feels a bit gritty as well, doesn't it?
When I make crush that, it stops stirring.
Sorry, when you crush it in what, love?
When I crush this, it puts stirring.
But snowing?
Stirring.
Oh, damn.
When I crush this, it feels... sloppy and slidey and squirmy.
Sloppy and slidey and squirmy.
Squirmy.
Squirmy. That reminds me of worms. We saw worms today, didn't we, when we were walking home from nursery? Do you remember?
Yeah.
There's the worm.
Mr. Batty, I'm ready.
And his name is Wiggly. There's a worm at the bottom of the garden.
There's a worm at the bottom of the garden. It's not that one, hear this. There's a snail at the bottom of my garden. And it's called Snow. We call Coachy. Coach.
It's called the Snow Coach, is he, the snail at the bottom of the garden? Well, snails are very slow, aren't they? That's why people say things go at snail's pace when they're going slow. So don't push it in. And what you want to do is lift it not too high out of the bowl, but like this, because this is getting air in. You know, like fresh air, it's getting air in, and then the paste will be nice and light. You enjoying this?
Yeah.
You must be, because you've gone quiet.
I love it when I brush it.
That's right.
Slump.
Well, we've got to get it mixed with the flour as well, love. So you've got to dig it back into the floury mixture.
Just crush. Crush.
Excuse me. Oh, dear.
We're going to do the coffin here.
I think that's what's making it worse. I'm twisting my head around that fast. I'm nowhere near the food. I think it made me cough even more. Right, you're going to cover it a little bit more, sweetheart.
Okay.
That's it, roll your sleeve. That's it. And in a minute, when this mixture's a little bit...
And you were just flatten these up.
Yeah, that's right, you squash those, but mix them with the flour for me. If you put a little bit of flour in and rub it like that, the fat will crush up easier.
Oh, good.
And can you feel this now?
Yeah.
It feels a little bit like sand, doesn't it? Not as gritty as sand. This is called breadcrumb mixture now. It's not made from breadcrumbs, but it looks like breadcrumbs, doesn't it? I think we're nearly ready now to add the egg. And the water.
I love eggs.
Yeah. Well, once we've added the egg and the water, then the pastry's got to rest for a little while in the fridge before
I'm
going
to turn. I'm trying to get the cobbits.
It doesn't matter if it's not all crushed up. Oh, is your nose all right? Sniff. That's it, it's not running, isn't it? Since that's all we need. I think it might be the flour making you sneeze, because I think I was talking about it was a flour in my throat, that's what made me cough. Does that feel nice now, Thomas?
Yeah.
Have you made pastry or bread at school? Is it just...
I'm trying to get to it.
Is it just buns that you've made at school?
No, cakes.
Cakes? Little cakes. Steady. That's it, rub your hands together. That's it with the mixture. That's it. That's how we get the lumps of fat out. That's... Oh, no. Don't do that. No, just do what Mummy's doing. Rub them together in the bowl.
And just flatten them on here.
No. Then. That's it, but not high. You must keep your hands low down in the bowl. That's right.
And
if you're
more in this machine, what it does, crushes it all up in pieces.
Isn't it?
It does.
Yes, I think we're probably ready now, Tom, for me to add the egg. Rub your hands there, that's it, back in the bowl. Right, now let's go to the sink and wash our hands, please.
Okay.
Okay, yes. I'll kick the stool.
Hello, Puss.
Hi, Puss.
Yeah.
That curly one does what we're doing.
And then we're making cakes.
Well, we're making mince pies now. But I think we might very well make buns. Birdie's birthday, don't you?
Yeah,
and
then everybody could eat them.
Yeah.
And Purdy could.
Well, I don't think Purdy would really want one, but...
I'm going to save
her. She might enjoy the fact that we've made them. She might find that.
I found this.
What have you found? A fork in the washing up bowl, right?
I'm going to mix all out.
Are you mixing the sauce? Right, let's try your hands now, quick. That's it. We'll go back to adding the egg.
Adding the egg. I will get this stool.
That's right, take your stool back. Now don't put your hands back in the bowl now, Thomas, please.
Oh, no. Yeah. I will reach for the egg. Yes. Now.
Do you know what Mummy did on Friday night?
What?
Mummy stayed up nearly all night making dozens and dozens and dozens of mince pies. Because it was the church Christmas fair, wasn't it?
Excuse me, I make stew pies and I need them. I won't break them.
No, it's all right. I just need to get that back in the bag. We had Merseyvale Christmas fair, didn't we, on Friday? And we made lots of biscuits and cakes and mince pies for that. And then Friday night, when we was up very late, doing the same for the church fair on Saturday. And now here we are, doing some more for us and for other people, because the other stalls.
Let me
right. Open the egg box very carefully. Because they're quite precious, aren't they?
Let's
see, you open them there. No, we just need one egg. Which one are you going to choose?
This one.
Can you see that one's a speckled egg, isn't it? Look at that one.
Yeah.
Do you want that one?
Okay.
Well, you don't have to. It's just up to you. Or do you want the one you chose originally?
Okay.
Yeah, that one. Right, now what we do, we don't drop the egg straight into the mixture. I actually only need an egg yolk, so this is a very special trick now. Don't crack it yet. Just hold on to it.
I want to go a bit more closer.
Okay. Now, this is something that separates the white from the orange bit of the egg. So we crack it on the side. One crack. Have you cracked eggs at nursery?
No.
Right, well let's give it a tap. One, two, three, tap, tap, tap. Woo! Bits of shells gone in there, but never mind. Oh, can you see this egg?
Yeah.
What's happened? The yellow bit stayed at the top, hasn't it? And this special thing.
Ooh.
And the white is all fallen down. Oh, it's actually, it smells quite fresh. Please don't sniff, Tom. Let's go your nose, I think. Let's just check the date on the eggs. Oh, this, that's miles away. Right, we'll pop that straight into there. Because I only wanted the egg yolk. I didn't want the white. How's that?
I love these.
Right,
no. You more. Feel that?
Yeah, it's a bit rough. Don't get the eggshell near this mix, love.
Lily?
Yes?
I feel it is so cold.
It is cold. It's been in the fridge, that's why.
And this one is not cold. And this one is cold.
Right, now, let's put the eggs away now. The eggs will go back in the fridge.
Okay.
We'll pop it there with the fat to go back in. Now.
I love cracking it.
Now we need a little bit of cold water now.
How cold? I will get the water.
Would you like to start very, very gently mixing that egg?
Okay.
That egg in there. Okay.
There go.
Well done.
Damn it. Can I your water? Can I your foot? Untip it all in.
Oh no, we don't tip it all in. We only need a tiny, tiny drop of water. So we use a spoon. Now you use a spoon and get a tiny bit of water out of there, please, and pop it into the bowl. You can have a little bit more than that, I think. That's it, a little bit more. The trick is that we add it gently and we don't put too much in. Right, now, with this knife, let's give a mix. Can I just give your nose a little one? Maybe I think
I could.
That's it, right. You start making sure I don't miss your hands.
Water's mixing up all the eggs.
That's right. The water and the eggs are mixing the fat and the flour and the sugar together, aren't they? Actually, I usually pop a pinch of salt in. Let me just get the salt pot.
Okay.
I know it's a bit silly when I put sugar in, isn't it? But there we are.
Thanks.
Well, that's it.
Let's mix it up. What does it smell? It smells good.
Does it smell good?
Mummy, right. Just give me a hand to cook.
What are you cooking?
Are you the customers ready to smell this delicious? Nice.
Right.
Dinner I'm making.
You're the cook, are you? You're the baker? While you're mixing that, I'm just going to put some biscuits in Freddie's food because she's hanging them in.
Okay, cat biscuits.
Yeah, oh yes, cat biscuits. That's our biscuits.
Cat biscuit, not dog biscuits.
I didn't say dog biscuits, did I?
Yes, you did.
Did I? Yeah, strange.
Do cats eat dog biscuits?
Well, I'm sure some do. Auntie Janet dog used to eat cat food. I'm not sure whether the cat ate dog food. This is probably making I was just thinking, I'm sure whoever's listening to this tape won't appreciate the noise it was making. Right, I'm going to just use my hands now to see how it is.
I will too.
That's it. Oh no. I think we might need a fraction more water, don't we?
I will get it.
Alright. Steady. Nicely. We need to drop more than that, too.
Okay, I will.
So let's move the water here. If we put too much water in now, it's going to spoil it, isn't it? Right, that's plenty. That's plenty, I'm sure. Right, take the spoon out first.
Maybe mix all the dog.
Right, you mix it up with a knife.
No, mate, I don't want you to touch it because you might get in my big knife.
Listen, can I just tell you something?
What?
When we're making cakes, we need to give them a really good beat. When we're making pastry, we've got to work quickly and gently because otherwise it isn't nice. Okay? And everything's got to be kept nice and cold on the lovely pastry. And you don't have any problem today.
Be careful because I am going in your fingers. I might chop them off.
Oh dear. With the knife?
Yeah.
Right, mix that little bit up please with the knife.
I need to do it.
No, don't chop that up again now. That's done, Tom. Just mix this bit up again. That's it. Okay, nice. No, you're being off now. Steady. Thomas, do you need your nose blowing?
No. I can blow on this.
Oh, well you can, but that's what we've had all the fat standing on, so your nose will end up all greasy. You look like Rudolph. Rudolph, the red-nosed baker.
Had a very dirty nose.
A dirty nose, yeah.
A dirty nose.
Oh, Poppy, did you forget you were standing on the stool? You just kicked her in the face, darling.
Rudolph games again.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever
saw it,
you would even say it's close. And all the other reindeers used to something you shout with glee.
Not joining any Rudolph games.
Then one snowy Christmas Eve, Santa came to town. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you ride my sleigh tonight? Then all the others, reindeers, I don't know the words, you know them better than I do.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Run that in your hands for a few minutes. That probably feels a bit like Play-Doh or plasticine. Now, don't break it up, just roll it. Nice smooth ball. Does that feel nice?
Yeah.
Does that feel
nice? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And you never saw it. You ever do any Rudolph games? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. and the very shiny needles. You wear the sonnet. You do even okay again.
Very good. You've just improvised there with the weights from the weighing scales and a spoon, and you made your own little band, haven't you? Right, this can go... No. It's Birdie's crying. She doesn't like that. We can pop that in the fridge for a rest. Let's wash our hands and we'll have a little break as well.
Okay.
And then when this is chilled... That's it. Leave it, please. No. When it's chilled...
Chill.
We'll put our pinnies back on.
Yes. And then we play with it again.
Well, we're not going to play with it. We're going to roll it out and cut it into rounds.
I like cutting.
And put it into some tart tins.
Tart.
Little mince pie tins.
Okay.
And then we've got to put a teaspoonful of mincemeat in each one. And then put them in the oven, and then what do we have to do?
Bake.
I think we've got to eat them then, haven't we? Yummy, yum. They sound nice, doesn't it?
Let's have raisins
for our tea, isn't it? Let's have raisins
for our tea.
Under the fork, I think it's the same one, isn't it? Right, that's it.
Oh, that's just one.
Right, that's it. Come on. Get your hands dry. How's that?
Ouch.
Ouch. It's a breadstick, isn't it?
Maybe that one.
Would you like a breadstick?
Maybe we could try it a bit.
Try it a bit, okay.
I will reach for them.
Right, just a second, let me turn this off.
Six. Seven. When I really want rolling pin, I will have that big one.
You want to use a big rolling pin, do you?
You don't mind.
No, we'll do it together then. I'm just looking for the cutters.
Cutters? Oh, well. There they are. Mrs. Blinging. Which one do you want to make a heart?
No, they're not when we're making mince pies. We've got to just have these round ones, haven't we? Don't keep sniffing, Thomas, please. Don't keep sniffing. No, if you keep sniffing, you can't do the pies. Do you want your nose blown?
No.
Right, well, no sniffing then. If I think you've got a runny nose, you can't do this, okay? Now, the first job.
Sugar.
No, it's flowers.
I will check it won't fall down, that's why I'm holding it.
Right. Okay, move this tongue a little bit nearer.
I'm holding it because it might
bubble. Right. Now, do you want to get a little spoon of flour and pop it into that container, please? That's lovely, thank you. And one more. That's great, thank you. Right, finish with the flour now. And that lid can go in that pot. That's the flour sifter, isn't it? That's it. Just pop it on like that and then you give it a little twist. Just run like that. Please don't keep sniffing, Thomas. Do you need your nose blowing? If you sniff again, you're not rolling out pastry. You haven't got a cold, I don't know why you're doing that. Right.
I've got this.
Right. Now, what we need to do is make sure it's only going on the surface. It's a nice clean surface. Sprinkle some flour on there, please. That's it, gently so the lid doesn't come off. What does this remind you of?
Snow.
Snow.
Let me do it on my own.
Right.
Here comes snow on the way. Just the same, saying, Daddy, here comes snow.
Yes. Right, I think that'll do now, Tom. That's too high in the air.
I can want to do that.
Right, just put your rolling pin through that flower just once. Roll it through the flower. That's it. Careful.
What's that?
There we are. It's flour. Now, well, we've put the pastry on that surface now. Look, remember we made the pastry earlier on. It's been in the fridge having a little rest, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, now, pop this on there. You tired?
I won't do it.
Well, we roll it together.
Not Ronnie, actually. Thank you, Mr. Blister.
Mr. Blister, you come out with some silly things, don't you?
Mrs. Blumble.
Oh. It's very crumbly, this pastry, isn't it?
Let me have a few. Let me have a few. Oh, it does feel nice to play with.
Does it? We're not supposed to be playing with it, though, are we? Let's get it back in a bowl. There we are, I think. You love me, oh, is that why you're whispering it?
Yeah.
Oh, you just whispered, Mummy, I love you. Oh, heck, who's on the phone?
I don't know. Oh,
just a second. Don't touch that now, please, just wait a minute. You're really tired, aren't you?
No, what this machine is doing.
No, what's this machine doing?
He's making the flour go into sugar.
Is he? That's a clever machine, isn't it?
But it's cutting all out the strawberries.
Strawberries? Where do we get strawberries?
From the shops.
No, I know what you mean. What I mean is we were talking about sugar and flour and suddenly you're talking about strawberries. What made you think of strawberries?
Because they're nice and sweet.
They are nice and sweet. We've got some strawberries in the fridge, haven't we?
Mummy.
Yeah?
This machine is cutting out all these bits of strawberries.
Is it?
And it's a long turn.
Tell Nurse, please, what have I said about sniffing? Get your nose blown.
Sniff on there.
No, don't go in there with a ring to sniff. Just stop sniffing. Very annoying.
Annoying, you're blowing.
You do what?
You are blowing.
I think we need to get this pastry rolled a bit thinner, don't you? Yes?
Red light's on there.
Oh no, it's all right, the red light being on that. It's on the microphone. If the red light goes on, we've got to worry because that means the battery's run out.
It's still green up there.
That's all right then, that's good. That means our batteries are working, doesn't it?
When it goes yellow, it means it's not working as well.
Right, no, when it goes red, the monitors down on the floor have to be green and orange. We have to have two lights on those, and if one of those stops working, it probably means that when we look up at the microphones, that the light up there has changed from green to red.
Where?
Can you see the little green light on there?
Yeah.
And on that microphone, well, if the batteries run low, or stop working altogether, they change red.
Wow!
There we are, look at that little ball of pastry. Now it's gone into a big sheet of pastry, hasn't it? Now we've got to do two sizes of cutters, Thomas, because we're going to line this mince pie tray, aren't we? Now, we'll use the big cutter first.
I want the big one.
We need to cut 12.
I want the big one.
Let's count these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's called a dozen. Now, we've got to be careful where we cut.
Why?
Because we can't waste the pastry. One. We can count these as we're doing them.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
There we are. No, we've got 12.
Cake.
12 pastry cases. 12 circles, or a piece of pastry, yes. Have you tried raw pastry? Have you tried eating raw pastry? Just pop a bit of that in your mouth and see what you think.
Nice.
Is it nice?
You have a bit.
Thank you. Now, are you going to pop these in here? That's it. Let's peel away this other pastry. Now, take a circle and pop it in each bit of the pie tin like that. Yes?
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Can I put this one in?
You can put that one in, yes.
Fine.
Very good. You're going to get another circle for Mummy to put in another case. We've got to treat it very gently, pastry, haven't we?
I got that.
Sit. How many have we done so far? Have a quick count.
Four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 11.
2011? I think we've done 10.
4 we have.
10. This is 11.
And 12.
And that is 12.
Let me count. 1.
Don't touch the actual pastry now, Thomas, please. Just point
two,
to them.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now, we need to take what pastry is left with a small cutter and cut out some lids. Now, we need 12 lids, don't we, if we've got 12 bottoms.
I will get them.
So, what we're going to have to do is cut as many as we can out of this, and then we're going to have to roll the pastry back into a ball.
I will get the lid.
No, this is the cut. No, darling, no. This is what I mean. What are you doing?
Getting the lids.
What lids?
Lids, you said?
No. No.
I'm just getting these.
No, not in the fridge, sweetie. Right, come on.
Yeah. I want a sweet.
No, sweet. Come on.
You see.
Back to the table.
I know.
Now look, with these cutters.
That one.
Right, we cut these. Do you want to cut these into lids?
No.
No. 1, 2. I think we can do 3.
4.
And then we've got to roll what pastry's left to make another 9 lids, haven't we? Uh-huh. Be careful on that, darling, because the cutter's sharp. It'll cut your fingers. Don't it?
It's got sharp.
Yes, it's got a jagged edge, a serrated edge. What shape are they?
Round.
Round. The circles, aren't they? Are you going to come and make the snowstorm on the
oh,
table?
Oh, yeah. Snow.
That's right. You do the sugar shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Not too high up, just very low down, that's it.
Okay, I'm trying to get the snow out.
The snow out, that's right. Oh, it's cold outside, it's cold enough to snow. It has snowed, it snowed on the table.
Tell Granny.
I will when he comes home.
Could it be stopped then?
Pardon?
It'd be stopped.
It will have stopped snowing, yes, won't it? Because we'll have finished in a few minutes. I think that's all we know. Would you like to roll the rolling pin through the flour, please?
No, it's called strawberries.
Strawberries. We're back to this again, are we?
Okay.
Now we'll put the pastry back and then we roll this out again.
I want to.
And we've got to cut 9 more circles, haven't we?
9 more poos.
Thomas.
Hey.
It was weird.
No, tomorrow Nicola will be 4.
Nicola will be 4? Who's Nicola?
Nicola is a boy.
Nicholas, do you mean?
Yes.
Nicola is a girl, Nicholas is a boy. Nicholas is like Saint Nicholas, you know, Father Christmas, Santa Claus. Nicholas is a boy, Nicola is a girl.
Nicola.
Is that a little girl at Mrs. Blackford's?
Yeah. And you know what, Rory? Tomorrow she'll be 4.
Will she?
Yeah.
And is there something special happening at nursery for her?
No.
No party or cake or anything?
No.
Is she having a party?
No.
All right, you just know she's 4. Right,
happy would you birthday like to you. Happy birthday to the fish. Happy birthday to shark. Happy birthday to... the thing.
You were going to say happy birthday to the shark, and then I know what else you were going to say. Are you going to come and do these 9 circles for me?
Nonsense.
Yeah. Thomas, don't. Be careful, that's Daddy's suit jacket. Be careful, you've got flour on your hands.
I want some strawberries, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. We need 2 more to make 12.
I want
11.
Strawberries.
What did I say to you the other day? I want, never get, and please is 2.
Can I please have some strawberries?
No.
Yay.
Afraid not.
Yes.
Now, what we've got to do, well, you can perhaps have one when we finish these as a little reward for helping. But you're not helping at the moment, so are you? Yeah. No. Would you like to get a teaspoon?
I will get
No, this is an exciting bit. Let's put your little stool closer to the table.
Whoa!
That's it.
Enjoy this.
Now, what we have to do now is get a teaspoon. Just like that. That's the mincemeat. And we get one teaspoon, no more than a teaspoon. Because otherwise, when they cook, all the juices come out of the side of the pies. Right, we just get one spoon like that and put a teaspoonful of mixture. Look at all the cherries in that. In each pie. Right, like that. There you are. No, we need a whole teaspoon in each one.
You can't get so much.
That's it. Now use your other finger to pop it in the pie.
You do all.
Hey, what do you want to put this one in?
No.
No?
No. Mr. Mister.
What sort of fruits can you see in this?
Sweet.
I don't think there's any strawberries in this, do you?
I think there is.
There's some raisins and sultanas.
Tanners, I love tanners.
You do, don't you? You like sultanas.
It's not a strawberry, a nice little strawberry.
Well, no, I said you could have strawberries as a little treat for helping. We've not finished the job yet.
I don't like helping.
You don't like helping?
No.
You do.
I just like to watch. Mr.
Is that a lamb to be made at nursery?
It's broken.
It's broken. It's only the handle that's broken. What happened? Did you pull yourself in the car?
No. It just broke. Mr.
It's a little Christmas lantern made out of paper. Mm. Did anybody help you to make it?
Nobody, just me.
Right, there we are. Mincemeat's in all the pies. Are we going to put the lids on now?
No.
I need a little pot of water.
Please. Oh, just a bit.
It's so nice.
We do it.
Now we could use a little brush for this, so I'm going to. Whoops, the daisy. Just use my finger.
Okay. Me doing. And then I roll my sleeves up. Did I roll
sleeves? Turn your sleeves up. That's it. Now what we need to do here. Just get one of the lids, put a finger in the water and just put a little circle of water around the outside of this pastry circle. And then pop the lid on there and seal down the edges. That's it.
I know what you can do.
Clever boy.
I know what we can
do. No, you don't put them in the water. I knew what you were going to do then. You were going to drip the whole thing in the water, weren't you?
No.
To save time. What were you going to do? Yes, you were. No, you can't do that because if the pastry gets wet, it'll spoil it. It won't taste nice. It'll be very hard. Just one finger in the water. One finger in the water. No, you're putting too much on, Tom. Just put one finger in the water. One finger. That's it. Take the finger out and go once round the outside. The outside only. The edge, I mean. The outside edge. Brilliant. Now, put the water side down on top of the mince.
No water in there.
And press it down.
No water in there.
And then we're going to get a knife to make a little slit.
I like to have a knife.
Pardon?
Let me get a knife.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Let me get
you want the knife, or we're not at the stage where we need the knife just yet.
I will get the knife ready.
No.
And we'll just get the
knife
ready.
No, Thomas, you're not to go up and touch those knives, no.
No, I just hold a hand.
No, not sharp knives, because if you trip, you might end up getting a bad cut.
I won't.
Do you want to roll this bit of pastry out that's left over from the lids?
No.
You don't want to make some shapes with it?
No. I won't slip, Mummy. I'll be brave.
I know you'll be brave, darling, but it's not something we play with sharp knives, is it?
We'll get it, Mummy.
No, Thomas, you're not to take a stool. That'll be very cross. You've been told no.
So will we?
No, the sharp knives are not something you get, I'm afraid.
Me.
you cut your hand, you might not be able to open any Christmas cards or letters. If you've got a sore hand, that won't do, will it?
Yeah.
I can help you with a knife.
Like any.
What do you think to those? They were done quickly, weren't they?
Let's have straps. Let's get the straps. Ooh.
Right, now with this knife, we're going to put a little slit.
Oh, yeah.
Should we put a slit or a cross?
A cross.
A cross, right. Like a kiss, that, isn't it? One.
Two.
One.
Two.
Two.
One, two.
Gently. One, two. Last minute's pie. One, two. Beautiful.
Mama, not that one.
Yes. That's nice, isn't it? Now, all we've got to do now is pop these in the oven.
And then we can have a strawberry.
Yes, and wait for them to cook. Okay?
Yay! Right. That's strawberry.
What do you say, Thomas?
Please.
Right, I'm going to pour a cup of tea and then it's time to get the mince pies out, Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You've been asleep while these have been baking. You sat down on the chair. Did you know you'd gone to sleep?
I didn't.
You didn't? And then do you know what happened?
What?
You rolled out of the chair.
Rolled?
And you landed on the beanbag. And it woke you up, didn't it?
No, I didn't know.
Pardon?
No.
You didn't hurt yourself?
No.
It just woke you up? You must be very tired. I think there's a lot going on at the moment, isn't there? We've got Christmas fairs and practices for nativity plays and Christmas parties and things like that. So I think it's just wearing you out, isn't it? Yes? Right, that's my cup of tea poured, so let's get these pies out now. Have you seen this special knife?
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
No.
This is a palette knife.
Oh no.
Should we get these fancy oven gloves?
I don't want to do anything.
Would you want to come just sit in your chair?
No.
So what was that? Oh gosh, it was a microphone. Must be why you're sniffing. Are you going down with a cold or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Come in here, quick. Because you made the pastry, you were fine. You got a bit grisly when we were actually rolling it out after it had been resting. There we are. Right, so I've got to use these oven gloves because this tray's very hot. It's the cooling right now. Do you want to do this?
No.
You want to watch me do it?
Yeah.
That's it. Let's take these pies out. One. Two. Three. How many do you think it will be left after Daddy's come home?
I don't know.
You think Daddy will eat them all?
No, I don't know.
There we are, lots of mince pie. Isn't there a story or a nursery rhyme about not mince pies but jam pies, or is it it's tarts, isn't it? The Queen of Hearts, she stole some tarts. Do you remember that one about jam tarts? Can you remember the story?
No.
I don't think you're going to stay awake for the duration, are you? Thomas, this is terrible, it's just come on so quick. It's a good job. We've got this finished, isn't it? Right, I'll put that in the washing up bowl. Now, when they've cooled a little bit, you know how we had the flour in the shaker?
Yeah.
And we made snow? Mm. Cool, do you want to crumble that one so I can see?
Okay.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do in a minute, we're going to sprinkle something else white. It's not flour this time. It's icing sugar. And icing sugar does look like a dusting of fine snow, doesn't it? And we're not going to put it in the flour shaker. I've washed that up. I've emptied the flour out and I've washed it up and it's back in the cupboard dry. Right. We're going to use a little sieve to get some icing sugar out of the packet into a bowl. With a teaspoon. Like we used a teaspoon to put the mincemeat in.
No.
And we're going to pop it in the sugar in the little sieve, like a tea strainer thing, and we're going to go psh, 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 and it's going to snow all over the mince pies. You want to mess hair?
Yeah.
Listen, can I tell you something about messing hair?
What?
At nursery,
yeah.
In the morning, the one that you go to every day, they've got a student there studying some children. I don't know the lady's name. You probably know the name of her, do you?
Hello.
Do you know the lady I mean with the long hair?
Mrs. Richardson.
Mrs. Richardson. Oh, no, Mrs. Richardson's the headmistress, not Mrs. Richardson. No, a young girl.
Hmm?
And she's studying one or two children, and she's been studying Samara. And she had to write a report. And she wrote in it, Thomas and Samara sit together on the floor when it comes to story time, and Thomas plays with Samara's hair. He's smiling now, and she said, Samara doesn't seem to know Thomas is doing it, and Thomas doesn't seem to know Thomas is doing it. You've always liked to play with my hair, haven't you?
Yeah.
When you're tired, what do you say?
Okay,
you say, mess hair, mess hair. And if you've had a fall or you're poorly, you say, mess hair, mess hair. And you can be crying and Mummy will pick you up, and once you start playing with my hair, all is forgotten, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then she also had written down, Samara wanted Thomas to sit next to her, but Matthew wanted Thomas to sit next to him. And in the end, Thomas sat in the middle. Matthew on one side, Samara on the other. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Was it Matthew? I forgot the right little boy.
Yeah.
I didn't think you used to like Matthew. Matthew must like you, though, if he wanted to sit next to you, did he?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he's a nice little boy, Matthew. I like his mummy. You want to sit on my knee? Well, I'm going to go and get the sugar. And then we can... I think, actually... Maybe not quite cool. Let's do this and then you can go and have a lie down again. Ooh, that tastes nice. I'm just checking all the lights then. And if I wash this knife in the little tray that all the buns are cooked in, the mince pies, I can pop them in the oven while they're hot and a little drier. Tins, won't it?
Mama?
Yes?
When you finish this part, I want to go to bed with Mum.
You want to go to bed with Mum? Okay.
Mama, but I don't want to bath.
You don't want to bath? You just want to go straight to bed, do you?
Yeah.
You don't want to play?
No.
Gosh, you must be feeling tired, so that's all right. That's okay. I don't think you've seen the tray. I know we've put the pastry in the tray, so I don't think you've had a proper look at it. This is Mummy's new tin. Right, do you remember we put the pastry in that side?
Yeah.
What colour's that?
I don't want to tell.
I don't want to tell anybody, it's black. But wait till I turn it over, it's your favourite. Ta-da! Aha, what good is that? Thomas's favourite. Who's that remind you of?
Tinky.
Tinky Winky. Tinky Winky the Teletubby.
Mum?
Yes, Thomas.
Sit on my knee.
Want to sit on my knee?
Yeah.
Let me just get this icing sugar. And then you can do more than sit on my knee and go to bed. just make it snow on top of these, haven't we? Oops. Oh, poor Tom, I can't believe this. Right, would you like to get some sugar out?
No.
You want to watch me? Right, there we are. Sugar in there. And then look at this. Shall we make it snow?
No.
Or does Thomas want to make it snow?
You do.
I do. Okay. There we are.
The icing.
You love the icing. You do like icing. You like icing on buns and cakes, don't you?
Yeah.
When it comes to Purdy's birthday, shall we make some buns? Mm. There we are. But this isn't icing mixed with water, is it? This isn't sloppy icing. This is just icing sugar. Just sprinkled on the top. Daddy will probably come home and say, Mummy, have you burnt the pies? Because you sprinkled them with sugar. He'll think I'm trying to hide something. But it just makes them taste nicer, doesn't it? And do they look pretty with that on?
Mmm.
Nice. Yes?
Can I do that?
You monkey.
It's all right. We're loving it.
Well, I tell you what, rather than sticking your finger in that mince pie, like I've just seen you do, there you are. The little bit of sugar that's left in the pot. Would you like that?
Yeah.
There we are. How's that?
Fine.
It's fine, isn't it? You're suddenly well enough to eat the icing sugar.
Yeah.
They cool down very quickly, those pies, didn't they? Right, let's just move them to one side. There. Do they look nice?
Yeah.
Look at the cloth now.
What cloth?
No, they're not a clock, the cloth. The tablecloth.
Mm.
What does it look like?
Snow.
Mmm. Do you think we could build a snowman?
I don't think we could.
You don't think so? Look, if my fingers walk through it, we need little fingerprints like footprints in the snow. Who's been walking across my snow?
Mummy.
I think it's time to say bye-bye. Okay.
Night-night.
Bye-bye.
See you in the booning.
Pardon?
See you in the booning.
See you in the booning. Oh, would you like a strawberry?
Yeah.
Would you like to dip it in the icing sugar?
I want to dip it.
Normally we have strawberries with a different type of sugar. Actually, they're sweet enough, you don't really need sugar at all.
Look!
Ah, looks like a strawberry's been walking through the snow now.
Yeah.
That's a strawberry print, isn't it? Does it taste good?
It does.
Well, that's a strawberry for helping Mummy and being a really good boy. You feeling a bit brighter now?
Look at that!
Wow, looks like it snowed on top of that strawberry.
It had snowed.
It would be awful if it did snow on top of strawberries, because when we grow strawberries in the summer, the last thing we want is snow coming down, isn't it? There we are, all washed up. Can they smell nice? Pardon?
No strawberries.
What do you say?
Please.
Please, may I have?
You can have massive strawberries.
You can't have masses of strawberries because you haven't got masses. Right, you can have that little one and then that is it. No more strawberries today.
Can I have more?
No, no, not today.
Later.
Well, later tomorrow. You're writing your name, it looks like an M. What's your sleeve?
Yep.
Ooh, we missed part. Is it cold? It's been in the fridge, hasn't it? Have you eaten all that? Your red strawberry matches your red shirt, isn't it?
Mummy.
Yes,
Mummy. Mama says strawberry. Strawberry.
What does Nana say? Strawberry?
Yeah.
Strawberry instead of strawberry.
Just
strawberry. Well, No, she's quite right, strawberry.
Why?
Well, that's what they're called, strawberries.
We call them strawberries.
Strawberries, well, we're a bit lazy, aren't we? But yeah, strawberries, they're all the same thing. Strawberries, blackberries, raspberries. It's easier to say raspberries, strawberries. Look, sit on Mummy's knee. Okay. Right, shall we say bye-bye again?
Goodbye, Mummy and Daddy.